Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 4th of August 1972. The title is Signs of Those Who Are Serviceable, Sensible and Essenceful. That is, Signs of Those Who Are Serviceable, Sensible and Essenceful. Do you consider yourselves to be serviceable, sensible, and essenceful? Do you experience all these three virtues in yourselves in the same way as they are in Baba? Whatever symbol is being kept in front of you at present, you are close to becoming equal to that symbol, are you not? What is the symbol in front of you? That of the Father. The symbol of Vishnu belongs to the future, does it not? But the symbol of the confluence age is the Father, is it not? So, you are bringing about equality whilst keeping the symbol in front of you, are you not? Do you experience equality in all three virtues, or is it that you experience the speciality of one virtue and not of the second and third virtues? Are all three virtues within you to the percentage that they should be according to the time? According to the present time, has your stage reached the percentage of effort that it should have? You should have reached 95%, should you not? Since there is very little time remaining, according to the time, you should also have 95%. One cannot say 100% because you would then give the excuse of time. That is why Baba is not saying that it should be 100%. Baba is still giving you a margin of 5%. How much percentage do you have according to the time of effort of the confluence age? According to the percentage of time, 95% is not a big thing. So, are you continuing to increase your speed and move forward whilst keeping this aim? Or do you even now think that there is still time? You do not have the thought that there is still time, do you? What would you then do if effort were to stop now? You do not have the thought that because you still have some weakness remaining, there is still time remaining within the drama, do you? If, according to the time, there can be some weaknesses remaining, how many weaknesses should there still be? It should not be that there can be 50% remaining. If you have to finish 50%, then you would have to have a very fast speed. It is not possible that those who can make their speed so fast cannot reach 95%. So what aim do you have to keep now? If, according to the time and the drama, there are some weaknesses remaining, you are only allowed 5% and no more. If there are more weaknesses than this, then understand that you are far from your final stage. Then you will not be able to reach the aim that you have kept of being close to Bab Dada. This is because since the first number has reached the Avyakt stage, so after him, the jewels who are to be close to him should at least be so close that only 5% difference remains. The Father has already become Avyakt, and if there is a difference of 50% in the jewels who are close to him, then would you call this close? Can such souls come within the eight? Sakar Baba used to speak of his stage as a detached observer. So, you have to check your stage as a detached observer. Why should you have any other thoughts in speaking of something as it is? To praise yourselves externally is a different matter. However, in checking your own self, you have to judge with your intellect. Others should also be able to experience that stage of yours. So, in order to become a closed jewel, you have to increase your percentage with that speed. The majority can say they have 50%, but how can those who come amongst the eight deities, the minority, say this? What is the difference if the qualifications of the minority are the same as those of the majority? So check all three things that you were told of in your own self. What is the form of those who are serviceable? Keeping that in front of you, check yourself as to whether, according to your present stage and your present activity, you can call yourselves serviceable. Every thought, every word, and every action of those who are serviceable will be worthy of doing service. Their thoughts will also automatically do service because their thoughts are always for the world benefit. That is, they only have world benefactor thoughts. Their thoughts will not be wasteful. They will spend every second of their time doing service through their thoughts, words, or actions. This is known as being serviceable. When someone has a low-kick job or business, his thoughts and actions are automatically according to that. Not only his thoughts, but that is what he will also see in his dreams. So, the thoughts of those who are serviceable will automatically be just for service because this is their business. Achcha. What would the qualifications be of those who are sensible? The children all gave their own ideas. Baba continued, "You have spoken of so many qualifications that you can stabilize yourself in your aim even now. Sensible means one who has common sense. Those who are sensible in a low-kick way will, first of all, consider everything carefully before taking any step. But here, there is unlimited sense. The main qualification of those who are sensible is that they will be Trikadarshi and know the three aspects of time in advance and then perform the action. They will have the awareness of the previous kalpa very clearly in their intellect, that they were victorious in the previous kalpa and they will be victorious now. They will become victorious many times. On the basis of having the faith of being victorious, or on the basis of being Trikaldarshi, whatever actions they perform will not be wasteful or unsuccessful. So, you should have the sense of being Trikaldarshi. To simply understand the present time is not known as being complete. Whenever you are unsuccessful in any action or there are wasteful actions performed, the reason for this is that you did not perform that task whilst keeping the three aspects of time in front of you. You are then not able to imbibe such unlimited sense. Because of this, you become afraid whilst seeing the problems of the present time, and because of being afraid, you are not able to attain success. Those who are sensible will understand the unlimited and will perform every action and speak every word whilst being Trikaldarshi. And this is called being alaukik or unique. Those who are sensible will never waste their time, thoughts or words. It is just as in a alaukik way also, when someone wastes his time or wealth unnecessarily, it is said that he does not have any sense. Those who are sensible in this way will make every second powerful and use it in a worthwhile way. They will not use it for any wasteful task. Those who are sensible will never be colored by wasteful company. They will never be under the influence of any type of atmosphere. All these are the qualifications of being sensible. The third are those who are essenceful. What would be the qualifications of such souls? Everyone gave their own idea. Baba continued, "Whatever each of you said was right, because all of you sitting here are those who are sensible. Those who are essenceful will have the fragrance of spirituality. Spiritual fragrance means that they will have all the powers of spirituality within themselves, and on the basis of all these powers, they will easily be able to attract anyone towards themselves. Just as a physical fragrance or essence attracts others from a distance, it even attracts those who do not want to be attracted. In the same way, no matter what type of souls come in front of those who are essenceful, they will be attracted by that spirituality. The speciality of those who have spirituality is that they can attract souls with their spirituality even whilst being at a distance. On the basis of the power of the mind, you bring about transformation of the elements, that is, you bring them benefit. You do not go close to the sky or to any atmosphere and speak to it. So, just as you make the elements satopradhan from tamopradhan with the power of the mind, in the same way, you can touch the intellect of many souls of the world who are far away and not able to come to you, and enable them to receive the Father's introduction and the main message with the power of spirituality and the power of your mind whilst being at a distance. You are world benefactors, but will you be able to give the message to all the souls of the world by personally being in front of them? You will not be able to give everyone the message through words. Together with words, you will also experience service to the mind to be increasing day by day. Baba fulfills the desires of the bhagats in a subtle way. Does he do that through words by personally going in front of them? It is a subtle machinery, is it not? In the same way, the subtle machinery of your Shaktis and Pandavas, which give bhagat souls and jnani souls the message and the introduction of the Father, is now to become fast. This is the form of the final service. Just as the fragrance does the task of giving fragrance to those who are close or far, in the same way, the power of your spirituality will not only serve those sitting close by, but also those who are far away. Only then will you be praised as the practical world benefactors. At present, you are making plans for world benefit. You do not have it in a practical way. But then, when this subtle machinery begins, you will be engaged in doing this in a practical way. You will experience how souls are desperate to receive even a drop of the introduction to the Father, and although your intellect or through subtle power, you will experience those desperate souls to be visible in front of you, even though they are not there. So when you become engaged in such service, your name will be glorified as the practical world benefactors. Now see, what do you say? That you've had the thought of bringing about world benefit. What do people say to you? So, will you be able to carry out the great task of bringing about benefit with such a speed? Up until now, you have carried out the task of world benefit very little. How will you reach the whole world? Now you do not have it in a practical way, do you? At that time, whilst being the master intellects of the wise with the subtle machinery, you will touch the intellects of those in all four directions, and the sound will spread that same power. Some spirituality is attracting them towards itself. They will search for it and will want to meet such souls. They will be desperate for even a moment's glimpse. The sign of this is even now continuing in the non-living images. When there is any such festival, there is such a huge crowd of those who want to have a glimpse of the non-living images. So many souls are desperate and thirsty to have a glimpse of the images on that day and at that moment. They may have had a glimpse many times, but in order to fulfill the importance of that day, the helpless people make so much difficult effort. Whose sign is this? It is because it happened in a practical way that the memorials were created. Acha Om Shanti.